Oh my God. It's us, the Mad Music Podcast. Instagram with Kayla with my lovely co-host Alma and Dami.
Hey. Yo.
It's another night of bullshit and technical difficulties.
just like that.
But you know what? We're gonna persevere because that's what we know how to do. Okay.
That's right.
With one eye open.
We're gonna try to keep Dami up. As meanwhile, this is my witching hour. This is when I'm normally like alive.
Right.
That's why I'll be like, can we do things after 8? Because I'm not gonna be available. Girl. Mentally. But we're here, y'all. How are y'all ladies doing?
I'm all right.
I'm good.
How y'all doing? How you doing, Michaela?
Yeah.
I've had this week was a little rough for me, I'm not gonna lie. I'm doing okay though. Besides me not having a good week. Mm-hmm. But it's only what?
It's okay, Wednesday, tomorrow's
my day. Yeah, tomorrow's my Friday, so should be fine then.
That's good.
I'm gonna hopefully go see Beyonce soon, since for some reason you couldn't see her on Monday and Tuesday, and like I couldn't find any showings.
It's only like Thursday to Sunday or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Thursday to Sunday. You can't. It's so weird. So that's me and Maya were gonna go on like a Monday, you know, whatever after work, and I was like, "There's no showings." What?
That's interesting. I don't know why.
I don't know. I would think that, you know, to get the revenue, it would be
Every day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into these chokeholds. What's been choking y'all this week? Last week, every week.
Yeah. So for me, I'll kick us off. Next Lifetime, Erykah Badu.
That's where I want to be.
I can't. It's like I was on a plane ride for a long time for the honeymoon, so I needed to listen to some mellow, smooth, Quiet Storm sounds. So I had a lot of neo soul playing, a lot of Anita playing. Y'all know I love Kenny G was playing too. exactly. Over. Yes. Yes, song but no. So that Next Lifetime was one of those songs. So it was in rotation. I mean, when you have a 14-hour trip
should
one
be
way, and a 17-hour trip coming back,
I say at least 10 Erykah songs.
At least
10.
Yeah,
that you could do that easily.
That first that album.
No, album. That
album. Damn.
Exactly. What about you, Dami? What you been listening to?
Janet Jackson, I Get So Lonely. I think it's probably my mom's chokehold song. But she texted me. She was like, "Oh, like I heard it on the radio, and I'm always thinking about how much you love that song." She was like, "You know, I bought you the album or the CD." She's like, "You played it nonstop," and she was like, "Why'd you love that song so much at 12 years old?" I said, "I don't know, maybe because I was the only child."
Maybe. Not because you was an only child.
That would make sense.
Right.
That's not hilarious.
I mean, like in Velvet Rope at 12.
What was you going through, girl?
I don't know. I do not know. And I think she had I think she had that tour on like DVD. My uncle had, I stole it from him. So I must have really loved it.
I can't. This is going through it.
I was going through that.
Really love Janet. No, I feel that. You know how you like? I used to get like real obsessed over like people, like actors and stuff. And I would like, if I found an actress that I liked, I would watch all of their movies, and I'd be like, "Oh my god, I've seen all of their filmography. This is so good. Like, I remember this movie, that movie, and yeah." So I get it. I used to be like that. Macho Cold is. It's a gospel song. You know, now that Diddy's Dirty Deeds is out and about.
Please.
But that really, I'm not even, this wasn't even, this was done before I found out whatever happened today. Lord Jesus, sick stuff. Mm-hmm. But For Whatsoever a Man Soweth by Twinkie Clark. That's been on my mind. And it's not just been on my mind because of that, but this is a motto that I live by. And you know, some people call it karma. Some people say you get what you put out and all that stuff. I truly live by that motto. Whatever you sow, you will reap it. So I try to live and sow good deeds and do good things so good things come back to me. That's the Bible, y'all. That's Galatians, okay?
It's not a bad way to live. That's okay. For sure.
Yeah.
It's not a bad way.
Yeah. I'm not perfect, but, you know, hey. We'll see.
Yes.
When it's my
You also not
day.
Diddy, so.
I was going to say, you ain't that. No comparison.
No, yeah, exactly. Let's get on to our musical mess.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let us know if y'all have anything you want to listen to, blah, 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 you know, all that good stuff.
y'all got to actually let us know, though.
Yeah, put us on for real. He's saying put us on.
Right.
Musical mess. The LA Times says Ashanti is having a baby with Nelly. At least that's what they were alluding. This at an event in St. Louis, the couple can be seen rubbing on Ashanti's belly, or Nelly and her rubbing on her belly, which left some people speculating that she might be pregnant. And, you know, this would be their first child together. He has, I think, 4 kids, 2 biological.
I didn't even know he had kids.
What? Yeah, he has 2 biological kids. He has 2 kids from, like, I think a stepsister who passed away, unfortunately.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, he used to have a TV show, and the TV show was about him, and I think her name was Miss Jackson, raising the kids and stuff. I remember that. And yeah, so this will be their first baby together after splitting up. They were together, what, before then, in like 10 years, for 10 years, and now back together. Ashanti is 43. Nelly is 49.
Damn, Nelly almost 50?
Yes, Nelly is almost 50 years old.
Think about that, Black. It don't crack.
It don't crack. He does look really good for his age.
Wow, he looks great.
And so does Ashanti. She's in her early 30s, if that.
Right.
Yeah. Just a hot take that I saw, though. Someone was on TikTok saying how, like, Ashanti is basically getting crumbs from Nelly because he'll be with a woman for years. And have no real commitment other than being like boyfriend and girlfriend. He never marries the woman. And now it's like, you know, Ashanti is the last woman and she's just taking whatever he gives at this time. Because, you know, he's middle aged. He wants another child. There's no like ring on Ashanti's finger that we know of. But I thought that was an interesting take on it. She's just like, you know, I think she was like, Ashanti could do better given the circumstance and all this stuff. And the fact that he already has kids, this will be your first child and you're still not married to him type of thing. But we don't even know if the rumor is really true.
Well, yeah.
That's the first thing. Yeah.
That's the first thing. I mean, but what do y'all think if it is true? What do you think about that take of like Ashanti is getting whatever Nelly throws at her?
I think the first question is, does Ashanti want to be married?
Like, that's a good question.
People always assume, and I think, you know, of course, back in the day, it's like everyone's like, you got to first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes baby with baby carriage. And it's like, you know, a lot of people don't think that way anymore. Some people, they don't believe in marriage. And, you know, they're fine with having a baby without being married. So,
yeah.
Is that what Ashanti want?
That's very true. We don't. She has not spoken about her needs and wants of their relationship. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing if she doesn't necessarily want marriage. But maybe she is at an age where she's like, you know, I've had my fun. I want to settle down. I want a child.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to do all that. And now I'm with the love of my life, somebody who I have history with. I trust. Yeah. I trust having kids with him. I've seen him with his kids. And I'm ready to do this. Like, if there's anybody else I want to have kids with, it's with somebody who knows how to be a father. So why not?
That's what I was going to say. I was like, you said Shanti's 41,
43.
I know we can't speak for all 43-year-old women, but
right.
If she didn't want to have a baby, she wouldn't be having a baby.
That part.
If she clearly wants to have the baby.
Yeah.
As grown women, for real, if you don't want a baby, you ain't having a baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is something that she wants. Mm-hmm. So I don't, you can't, how can you say that's crumbs? Like she wants a baby. She's having this baby.
And I might be misquoting the girl a little bit, but it was in that realm of like, you know, giving off a Shanti.
I've been seeing them takes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, you wait all them years to be a baby mama. And it's again, you don't know what she wants.
You don't know what she wants. And a lot of people now are having kids beyond 35, you know, beyond the, you know, the age where you say you have a geriatric pregnancy. So, I mean,
I think this girl who was giving this take, wasn't she younger?
I think she was a younger lady. I don't know how old she was, but I'm pretty sure she was young.
I don't know how old she is. I'm assuming she's younger than 43. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, my mom used to say this all the time, and I'd be like, "Yeah, girl, whatever." Like, you know that meme, like, "Okay, grandma,
okay, grandma, let's go to bed."
Right, it's time to go to bed. But my mom just be like, "Just live a little."
That's right.
That's it.
Just live a little. And I'll never ever say never me. Couldn't be me.
I learned that lesson the hard way. Okay.
You better not, those words better not come from your mouth, because it absolutely can be you.
Mm-hmm. That's the part.
It may not be this year, it may not be the next 2-3 years, but it can be you.
Right.
So if she's younger, maybe she just, you know, she just haven't had those experiences yet, those life experiences or whatever. I'm just assuming she's younger, right? Like at the oldest, maybe in her early 30s, but just live a little girl. Like, and I actually understand what she is trying to say, but I don't think this is that.
I don't think it's that.
I don't think this either. Situation
we
is
we have
that.
A lot of hot takes on pregnancies, but in this case, it just it is what it is.
Like, I was like, this is great news. Finally, somebody we can be happy for. Shit.
All right.
Yeah, whatever they want, if it's true that they're actually pregnant, then good for them. You know, they got back together. You know, it might be even better for them at this point.
Right.
They have more money, more experiences,
more mature,
all that.
Yeah,
more mature. It might be a better time to have kids. So you never know. You don't even know what's between them. Maybe they said, you know, if we get back together, let's start having kids together or something. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Yeah, this could have been a part of their plan
all along.
And Ashanti, you know, she's been living her life. She's been going on 5-6 vacations a month. And it might be time.
Good.
She's like, all right, let's do this thing.
Let's do this thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, y'all wanted one more or no? We can go on.
Take what else you got?
All right. Yeah. Unfortunately, but thank God everybody's all right. Kamora Lee Simmons' house caught on fire. A little too coincidental that this happened after all the shit hit the fan with Diddy. But her home caught on fire last week, and on Instagram she said, "I cannot express the deepest gratitude to the numerous battalions, ladders, and units that attended to us for many hours today and quite possibly saved our lives. Thank you." Kamora Lee, who is a mom of 5 now. I said, when did she have 2 more? Apparently, I never knew about the other 2. So apparently she had another child and then she adopted a child. And I was like, wow, good for her.
Yeah.
I finally saw, like, I don't follow Kamora, so I wouldn't know that she has. I only know about, like, the one with Jamin Hunsu and her 2 with Russell.
Yeah. But then they all look like different versions of her. It's so funny.
Yep. Literally. Literally.
It's so funny.
This is a black version. This is an African version.
What's the guy named? Kenzo? White version. The son? I'm like, damn. A black one.
Black Kimora. Yeah, she has beautiful kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. I'm sorry. This the petty in me, when I saw that caption when she was talking about battalions, I was like, girl, you mean the firefighters? Firefighters talking about ladders and shit.
Ladders. I said, girl. Not the chutes and ladders.
So I'll gotta be extra too. Yes, exactly.
Look, fires are serious. You never know.
Yes,
you never know.
Serious. Right.
Especially a multi-million dollar house. I'm pretty sure she has. Yeah. It's very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope it was just an accident, like something weird. But the timing is quite.
It's quite interesting.
It's quite interesting.
In the words of Messy Maya, something that's very, 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 very fishy.
Not Messy Maya. Rest in peace, Messy Maya.
Rest in peace. It's a very, very fishy situation.
When shit ain't going right, and you feel like something fishy, you know, like some crazy shit about to go down, gotta say, this is a very, very fishy situation.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. This could be one of the many things that happen in Hollywood where you're like, oh gosh, that's crazy. And then meanwhile, it's tied to some.
What a quinky
thing. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see it in a documentary years down the line.
Maybe
so. Right.
Maybe my lifetime. We'll see.
Maybe, yeah. Like, y'all remember like, that fire?
Yeah. Then we really going to be like the grandma.
Hey, grandma.
Okay, grandma.
Like, oh, my God. It was so long ago.
Right.
Teleport somewhere.
They're going to have interviews from the battalions in the document.
You so stupid.
When we arrived at the scene.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's all that I really had. I was going to talk about
rock
that.
Plan.
You're so
it's not like a Tubi movie. Yeah. More and more she described.
Yeah. As much she adds. She added stuff like Kimora.
Better write this down. Better write this down, girl. Let's move to Detroit real quick.
It's already a movie.
Right.
We just didn't come across it yet on Tubi.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I was gonna talk about Tiana and what's his name? But I don't think it was like
not what's his name.
Oh, Iman. I can't think because it's not Iman. See,
that's why he
Iman Shumpert.
Because of stuff like that.
Oh god.
That's why he a hater.
See,
yeah,
here we go.
He is jealous, they said. But I didn't see anything. If I don't see multiple articles on one thing, I say it's not true. So I didn't see multiple articles about him talking about he wanted parenting time. So I say it may not be true. He might be joint custody.
Yeah, I don't know. That I wish.
Good
I
luck
wish
to
we
them,
could
though.
Stay out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish we could stay out of it, but
I know
some of that stuff is public.
Public records,
right?
You know, TMZ, they must have somebody who stays in the courthouse or stays online and just looks at what
they hire people
up.
Like that. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, they don't miss anything. Like, people probably camp out in front of the LA courthouse, the LA jailhouse,
mm-hmm.
and just wait to see who being released and probably refreshing the mugshot pages.
Be in there too. They be like, you
listen,
know what? I can't wait till
right,
I get
right.
out.
You think they're not paying them cops?
Okay.
Right.
Got the cops on the payroll. Like, tell us who came in tonight, Doug.
I'm dead. Y'all so silly.
Get your box of donuts.
All right, y'all. So the hook today is Spotify Wrapped. You know, I'm an Apple baby now, but, you know, I still have my Spotify.
What about that?
Yes, you know, Anita. I had to get my Anita fixed.
Yes, that's right.
But I still got my Spotify Wrapped, and it was very accurate, I must say. But yeah, we're going to be talking about Spotify Wrapped like we did last year. You know, everybody's excited. It's like everybody goes into a frenzy when they find out that it's up there. They're like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
My Spotify Wrapped's there.
You know when it drops.
Yes, you sure do.
Who is y'all's like top five artists this year? I wonder if it differed.
It differed. It's just a little.
Just a little bit. What yeah. about, so who is it, Dami?
I'll start for number five. Number five is Beyonce. And I mean, that's not really okay. much of a surprise.
No.
I feel like what's funny is like a lot of people, this Renaissance album was really something because Beyonce's still in a lot of people's top fives.
Of course.
Or Renaissance songs still in top five songs. So
yeah. It's
very funny. Four.
And she came out, what, July? Spotify wraps usually in what? October, technically.
They collect the rest of the data.
Statistics. Mm-hmm. And people's Spotify. Beyonce at their top in October. Crazy. Yes. Look for her.
Shout out to Fidelia. All five of her songs were still Renaissance songs. I said,
that's crazy. That's crazy. Not all five.
All
she
five.
She works out a lot, so I'm sure that makes sense, though.
That makes sense, yeah. Look at my face.
That's crazy.
I said, no, it don't.
Look at
number four is a Tyler the Creator. Again. Not much of a surprise.
Tyler, the Creator is not a surprise yet.
Number three, again, not a surprise. Kate Renata.
Mm-hmm. Right on brand.
Yes. Number two is a surprise. Mm-hmm. Janelle Monae. First time she ever hit. Yay. Right. Yes. Michaela's wifey. Mm-hmm. Ooh, maybe not wifey. What's the...
Don't get me in trouble.
Non-binary term. Partner, Michaela's partner, yes, made it to number two, which I'm very surprised, but I really did love the Age of Pleasure.
The Age of Pleasure, it was good. Let's get some pleasure. You let me get some pleasure.
Yeah. Pleasure for some reason.
I wish y'all could see that on my face.
And then number one is Sister Solana. Solana,
yeah,
I'm not surprised at all.
Yes.
Good top five for me.
Yes, Miss.
Tuesday and Wednesday and
Friday.
Thursday. Ooh, I'm going to give this a look. She said, keep it cute. Keep it cute.
I don't know who sings like that.
You know exactly who sings like that.
What number is SZA on yours?
Let me go through my list, y'all. So I actually am surprised by one thing on my list, that Aretha Franklin is not here. This is the first year that since they've been doing this that Aretha has not been on this list. So it's kind of shocking to me. But let's start with number five.
She said, I didn't meet my Aretha quota.
I had many a weekends just listening to her while I was.
Y'all know she's president of the fan club.
I don't know. I listened to all her albums. Anyway, I guess it wasn't enough.
Dethroned.
My number five was freaking Drake, like we had talked about last week.
A lot of people were disappointed about that.
Yeah. So do I listen to a lot of Drake? Yes. But I hadn't. but the thing that took me out is two things. I haven't listened to him like that in a couple months. And then two, he don't have any songs in my top. So I'm like, whatever. It is what it is. Drake. Number four. Our girl, Queen MJB, Mary J. Blige.
Hey.
Wasn't shocked about that at all. Now, why would that be the song that you choose to represent her?
Because somebody just sent me a Instagram message about that, and that was in my head. I said, that is a good Mary J. song.
Not wrapped up in a.
Wrapped up in a.
Oh, gosh. Number three is Beyonce.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. I think Beyonce was on there last year. No, she wasn't. So this is her first time in my top five.
Okay.
Number two was Kanye, of course. Then number one was the S, the Z, the A, the S, the SZA.
I was like, where is this going?
Apostrophe? I was like,
she added like, extra.
Is that an apostrophe? Whatever. The SZA.
Extra vowels and consonants.
Number one. This was her first time being number one.
I love that
she's
for you.
She's annoying. Always on my list, but this is her first time being number one. So
she definitely deserved that for you. So
yeah.
She earned that spot.
I'm proud of you. Yeah.
She earned it. She hard for number one. She had some heavy hitters.
Listen,
Kanye and Aretha hard to beat. And Drake, apparently.
Okay. And Drake.
All right. How you gonna skip over Mary? Talk about some damn Drake.
Ooh, child.
I'm just
things that go to get easier. Top five for me. Number one is SZA.
What?
Yes.
Wait, all three of us have SZA as number one.
Yeah.
That's number hilarious. One is SZA. Solana. Wow.
The peak month I listened to her was January, which makes sense. That was like my birthday month.
And
that was,
wait.
You know, right after her album.
Wow, that's so funny.
Same.
Are we talking to this bitch? Of course.
But obviously, it makes sense because her album came out in December. You know, definitely gave it a lot of playtime in January. Number two, as we should know, Coco Jones. Mm-hmm. My peak time playing her was March. And that makes sense because that's when I went to go see her live in D.C.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yes.
Number three was the one that y'all guessed. It took y'all a while, but y'all got it. Chloe. Peak time listening to her. Yes, it's worried for me.
I'm not worried. It's not worried.
Yeah. Okay, Chloe.
My number four is Karen Clark Sheard.
Oh, yes.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Apparently, I was listening to her in June, and I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's when I lost my job. So,
trying to get Jesus. Yep, gotta bring him in.
That's okay. And it's also my mom's birthday month, so I probably was thinking about her.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Number five is Tiana Major 9.
Oh.
My pink month was April, listening to her. Yeah, I got really hooked on her music, so.
I think she was getting
very, very.
Yeah. Couple.
Huh?
Remember, you had her as a chokehold, I think, all week.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah.
Okay.
What was y'all's top songs?
Well, we already know Amma's. Yeah, she really don't have
to
say
shit. Well, let me put
the order. What was the order?
Yeah, what was the order?
So my top song was Low by SZA.
Blind?
Low, L-O-W. Number two. Number two was Kill Bill. Number three was Blind. Mm-hmm. Number four, Seek and Destroy. And number five was Clues.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, non-binary folks, Amma gives me her songs right before, like, well before we do the episode. Okay, last one. And she gonna send me, she like, this my top. I said, girl,
she tried to say it nicely, but I knew what she was trying to say. Pick something else.
I'm like, girl, come on now.
Right.
She's like, I'm gonna talk about them all. I know.
You said our top songs. That's the top songs.
I was like, Mama.
We know, Amma.
Mama, we're gonna have to do something else. And then she gave me three other songs. I said, I knew this was very hard for you. I'm so happy that you were able to complete this task.
You know, so she wants to talk about it again, but it's okay.
I mean,
she said, but I didn't talk about Low. Y'all talk.
Here she go.
I know that's what she was thinking. She ain't saying, but I knew that's what she was thinking.
I ain't talking about Kill Bill either.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me who had Low. It was you. I know who had Low.
It ain't the same. It's not the same if it ain't coming from me.
But I'm pretty sure you had words on everybody's songs.
Let me just add like, this. Let me just. One thing. And I don't know if you know this, but.
Listen. When it's
SZA actually recorded that in Hawaii underwater and it closed.
The best album of the year deserves extra shine spotlight. I don't care.
You're right.
I could have talked about my experience hearing them songs in concert, hearing them live. I could have talked about it from that perspective.
No, ma'am.
It could have been a whole different angle. You ain't give me the chance.
You was gonna give us the same facts.
Actually, prove myself.
Knowing Amma, the planner, she would have actually listened to the episode again and everything that we missed. Mm. She would have been like, you forgot to say.
Let me fill in the blank.
Michaela.
Right.
There was an additional writer that y'all missed.
And I would have pulled up my notes to compare to make sure I wasn't saying the same shit.
See,
it would have been a whole different angle. But see, y'all was robbed of that. Y'all was robbed of that.
She's not right.
No, everybody say thank you, Michaela. Say thank you, Michaela.
Listen, I have to be shook for a reason, y'all.
She tried to do it nicely, though.
I was very professional.
But I knew what she was doing.
I could have sent in an email,
the way it went down. I could read between the lines. I said, oh, you want me to pick three new songs? I got it.
You were saying the same thing. You knew. You knew it was coming.
You're right. You knew.
Definitely was like, girl.
So I guess. We talk about it. I guess I can find something else.
Y'all, well, she gave me the songs. She gave me the songs 5 minutes later, so she already had.
No.
She screenshotted. Okay, like, I said three.
You know I'm efficient. I'm efficient.
Anyway. My top songs were number one, Bluff by Kalela.
Ooh, yes.
How Does It Feel by Chloe.
Oh.
Worry by Chloe.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that album.
Oh, you wasn't playing by Chloe, huh?
No. Mm. Altadena, also by Kalela. And I See You by Coco Jones.
Oh, really?
I'm surprised I See You ain't up at the tippy top.
I know.
Well, when did I See You come out?
I think it came out the year before, but earlier in the year.
It's been out for a minute.
Before SZA. Yeah, before SZA.
Okay.
I want to say that, like, springtime of 2022, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I remember her performing that song at, was that at the BET Awards?
BET Awards.
BET Awards.
But not this year. It was like another war show the year prior.
Oh, it was Soul Train. She was on the soundstage.
Yeah, the soundstage.
And Nigel was singing the song with her. I didn't know the song then, so she didn't. That song been, hey, it changed her life, just like she said.
For real. It's going to be her, you know, her show closer for the rest of her life.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be.
Such a good song.
It really is.
What about you, Dami? What were your top songs?
It's funny because two of my top songs were two of my chokeholds before, and then the other two was from my album we discussed. So, first one is Forever by Ketramine. That was one of my chokeholds. That's the Ketranada and Amine collab.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second one is The Rush. This is Janelle Monae feature Amare.
I can't.
Number three is Dog Tooth by Tyler, the Creator. No surprise.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, I must have really been listening to it like that. I only feel like I listened to it for like a week straight, but that was it. But I guess not. Four is Water Slide by Janelle Monae.
Damn, you really like Janelle.
Yeah, I thought I was, this album was doing it for me.
I bet.
Yes. And then number five is, it's I'm a Piano Song.
Yes.
It's Hamba Wena, which is like, of course, ain't nobody gonna know from the title, it's like a viral dance, and you know, I still can't do it, but I was listening to it when I was at the gym, when I was going to the gym. So I can see how that's my top.
You going back Sunday.
Yeah. I'm gonna try.
Yo, Maya is hard, y'all. She hard.
I miss her.
It's funny, y'all got Janelle Monae. So this was the first year Janelle Monae songs appeared in my top songs. I got three of her songs from her album.
Yeah.
In this.
Okay. Yeah.
Same.
I like
the first time I think I ever had Janelle Monae ever. So I'm like, okay.
Welcome to the Janelle Monae fan club.
I'm appreciate
the
open
arm. There's for everybody.
Yes.
Okay. So, anything else y'all wanted to share about your Spotify rap, the facts and stuff? Did y'all know how many minutes you guys listened to or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
You
did all that.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to 55,578 minutes of music.
Nice. I listened to 67,471 minutes.
I love it.
And I'm nowhere close to that. 36,886.
Damn.
That's still a lot, though.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
I, for some reason, thought Ama would have had 100,000. No, I'm just kidding.
Me too, honestly. That's interesting.
Top genres for y'all?
R&B. Yes,
R&B for everybody.
R&B, yeah. Rap.
Alternative.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes.
With all the... Ketranada.
Yes, it's probably that.
All
of
the
You know, I will say you must have knocked Sid down and replaced her with Janelle Monae.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's
all. There
saying.
Was
I was
no
like,
Sid on there.
No internet. Knocked him out. Sorry, I'm gonna switch it again. I just need Sid to come out with something new.
Say I gotta switch one for the other. From one green sofa to the next.
They said, we can only allow one of y'all on the top five. Okay.
You guys are too much. Everybody here actually delusional because they're sleepy.
Tired as fuck. Tired as AF.
That's why you keep hearing these extra laughs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. You guys ready to go through the songs?
Let go.
All right, I'm gonna go first because
hey,
why don't we go in mad order?
Oh, it's sure. been a while.
My God, this woman is so excited over mad order all the time. Wow. My God, her favorite. My songs that I chose for my top five artists. These are songs that I played the most, even though it's not a part of my like top five songs. But these are songs that I feel like I played a lot of.
Okay.
And they bring me the most comfort, joy, and, you know, make me think of fond memories. So my first song was actually in my top five. I think this is the only one that I chose that was in there. Altadena by Kalayla. Nothing to be said or done. It's not just me, it's everyone. Let me remind you. To be said or done. There's a place for everyone. Song, another song that I had, the Bluff song that was in my top five. Apparently, I played that like 74 times this year.
Okay.
But I do remember it being like my chokehold at one point. Yeah, I was. That's like one week every week I was playing that song.
Yeah.
This is from her 2017 album called Take Me Apart. It's the last song on the album, and it's a great closer. It's very chill, very like serene. It's very like positive. It has affirmations in there, and it's basically a note of encouragement, as Kalayla said about it. It got its name from the producer Jam City, who was actually staying in Altadena, California, and when he sent her the beats, all the names of the songs were all Altadena, so she just kept it. But yeah, so I love this song. She did say in an interview about the song, I'm specifically thinking about Black women who are just like on their grind and operating in spaces where they're not appreciated. And it's just a message for those people so that they can feel like it's worth pursuing and pushing. Mm. And it is very much like a song that you can open your day to. You know, you need something light, something airy. You know, it's a song to remind you of like your dreams and like not to give up on yourself, especially when you're like hard on yourself, you know, for not achieving certain things at a certain time. But it's like, you know, look at what you did do. Let me remind you. She keeps saying in the chorus, let me remind you, like, you know, what you do have. But it's a very soothing song. I feel very calm and uplifted when I listen to it. And it's definitely brought me a lot of positivity throughout the year. So that's why I played it all the time. Because I need positivity in my life
Yes, for sure.
But yeah, I recommend, you know, you guys start your day to it, especially on my Black ladies. Start your day to it, or even end your day maybe to it as well. We got Angela Davis here, y'all. My second song is by Tiana Major 9, and it's called Exclusively. No more messing around, no more shying away, we're both feeling the same. I want you exclusively, no messing around, no more shying away. This song, I'm pretty sure, was my chokehold. If not, maybe another song of hers was. But I was really impressed by Tiana after that Babyface album. Listened to that Babyface album and I heard her voice, I was like, I need to listen to more of her.
You did say that.
I heard of her before, like before she was on his album, but I never really got into her music or like, I guess, appreciated it as much as I do now. You know how you like, you hear a song and kind of like maybe forget about it or forget about listening to the person. It kind of was like that for me. When it comes down to her, I think you can't help but like be intrigued by her voice. For those of you who don't know, Tiana is actually British. I would say like her vocal range reminds me a lot of Jasmine Sullivan. Definitely. This song Exclusively is from her 2020 album called At Sixes and Sevens. And if you, for my non-British folks, or Fidelia, I'm sure would understand what this means since she loves England so much. At Sixes and Sevens is an English idiom which means in a state of total confusion or disarray. And if you can remember, in 2020, everybody's life was in confusion and disarray. So what a perfect album name. But this song, I feel like, epitomizes what R&B is all about. And I like to call it a love lullaby. It's very like, you know, she has this like synthesizer piano in the background, and her voice is kind of like gliding on the song as well. So she sounds so effortless. And it's just basically a song that's about being open and vulnerable enough to let your lover know that you want to be exclusive with them. So, you know, I think it's a perfect song for someone who's in that, you know, honeymoon phase. Mm. Or if they, you know, you both shared your feelings for one another and you're trying to figure out if you want to take it to the next step. Yeah. You go ahead and send them this song and let them know, hey, I want to be exclusive with you.
Yeah, that's cute.
But yeah, you know, that's how I be getting some of my niggas. But anyway.
We know. You put a song on them, I know.
Some lyrics that I love. And that you can also send to somebody that you love. She says in here, no more shying away. We're both feeling the same. I want you exclusively. Everything I do for you. I hope you want it. Keeping up this front is getting long. I'm being honest. Holding back these feels for you is something I ain't longing. I want you exclusively. Turning a new leaf, you got me falling like it's August. I will keep my word. You'll never hurt, and that's a promise. Just want to give you dreams. I never leave you in the morning. I want you exclusively.
Hmm.
So
I want you such exclusive. A good song. Sorry, that's what I think. I know it's not. I know it's not the same.
I want you exclusively.
That's how she sings it.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh my god.
My last song is from. You know, I always have to take it to church.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to end on the church. No, not the little kitty perm. This song is called "Just for Me." By Karen Clark Sheard.
Just for me.
Just for me.
You came down because you love me. Just for me.
Just for me.
Never knew someone to care so much for me.
Karen Clark, we all know, is the little sister of Twinkie Clark, who I mentioned in my chokehold.
Oh, okay.
This is from her 1997 breakout solo album called Finally Karen.
Mm.
This first lady can sing, y'all. Y'all know y'all have some first ladies like Giselle who just act a hot ass mess.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You have some first ladies who pretend to sing, but wow. Karen Clark Sheard, we all know. She was a Giselle. Sanger before she was a first lady. This album was Grammy nominated for Best Contemporary R&B Gospel Album in 1998. Unfortunately, she lost to Kirk Franklin for his New Nation project. I mean, but, you know, that's a hard one to win against, you know. On that album, just to remind y'all, Lean On Me, Revolution, Something About the Name Jesus, that's New Nation project. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, her breakout was not winning against that. But this album still did well. You know, it peaked at number 2 on Billboard's Top Gospel Album, and it was number 28 on Top R&B and Hip Hop Albums as well.
Okay.
You know, this album was partially recorded live in a church in Detroit and in the studio. So some of the live songs you would know as Bomb and Gilead, all think is bomb. It's not a bomb. It's bomb.
Bomb.
I used to be in the back of my mama's car like, is she singing a bomb? Is she singing a bomb?
Right.
A B-O-M-B, mama. A bomb. Jesus is the bomb? Is that
why she singing about that?
Right.
There's also Jesus is a Love Song that's also in there as well. It's the live version with her sisters.
Mm-hmm.
This album also helped launch the career of her daughter, Kiki, Kiara Sheard, when she sang The Will of God with Karen. And Little Mama, she was really holding her own at that, I don't know, she might have been like 10 maybe at that age, following Karen's direction. But Just for Me, back to the song, is the album opener. And it definitely has R&B vibes to it, which I can understand why she was up on the Billboard chart for that. But, you know, I just wanted to see if you can get who was the writer of this song if I gave you these hints.
Okay.
Heartbreak, I'm Tired, Catfish. Who wrote this song?
Catfish. You said heartbreak. Heartbreak. Catfish. Oh, heartbreak. Kelly Price.
Kelly Price.
Oh. She never told me if I'd ask Kelly Price.
Yeah.
Precisely. Exactly.
Yes, you are totally right. At first, I was like, they'll definitely get it if I say heartbreak, I'm tired, and catfish. Like, catfish is to me the dead giveaway. The one,
honestly, I saw that. I saw literally. I think catfish. I think of the episode. Nothing else.
Kelly Price put her pen down on paper and wrote this song wow. to the Lord. Okay.
Wow.
Just For Me makes me think about riding in the back of the car with my mom, and she's blasting this song, whether we're going to church or to the grocery store, and I'm thinking I'm in a music video, just for me, you came down because you love me. I'm in the background.
Yes, like,
yes, Jesus. You know, I was real holy back then. Anyway, so this song doesn't sometimes, right. Yeah. This song doesn't explicitly mention God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit, but it definitely, I mean, it's coming from a gospel singer. So, you know, all the songs that are all the ways that she's saying you, she's obviously talking about God. But if you weren't in the church, you might think that this was to a lover.
All right, not Kelly.
Kelly knew what she was doing.
She did.
She's writing Jesus. She said, I might wrote Jesus a love song.
Right.
She in the song, there's a few lyrics where you're like, is this about the Lord or is this about somebody that you knew? But anyway, she says, I found in you a secret place created just for me. When I am there, the pain's erased. My shackled heart is free. Never would I thought that I would find a love so true. You were the one, the only one. My heart belongs to you just for me. So I was like, okay, Kelly, I see what you did there. You was probably going to take this and put that on your album, but you gave it to Karen instead.
She was like, just a case.
So I'll make my money this way.
This song, in my opinion, is like very slept on when it comes down to Karen's extensive catalog. But to me, it's a true gem and it deserves its time to shine, which I'm going to give it to it. I know a lot of gospel music. But I don't know many albums back in front. And this is one of the albums that I know from beginning to end. And I love it. So those are my songs, y'all.
I can literally see the album cover right now in my mind.
You can't green, right? And she's just staring and smiling at you. Yeah.
All 32.
Yes.
All 32.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. I think that's probably why I like it so much too, because she's wearing green. Green is my favorite color. But yeah, I revisit that album very often. A lot of Karen's albums. I think when I started becoming a heathen, I don't know really the newer songs, but you know, everything from, I guess you would say, 2011 and the beginning, I pretty much know.
In the beginning
of the Clark.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
Yes.
I will say she looked a lot like Twinkie on that album cover too.
They actually, fun fact, have the same birthday.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's November 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh wow.
It was about to happen. They both have the same birthday.
Yeah,
right. Have the Listen, same birthday.
My great grandmother, she done named some of her kids the same type of name. David Lee, Arthur Lee.
That's so funny.
How many links do you need in this family, Grandma?
You could all these names out here.
My great grandmother was Ona Lee. I said, do you like the name Lee or what? Lee's in there.
That's hilarious.
She couldn't think of nothing.
I'm tired.
Number 12. This child number 12. I don't care. Name him Lee.
Wasn't no Google back then. Said, you had a book of names. Pick one.
All she had to do was call out in the field, Lee, and all of them turn around.
There we go. Up. Huh?
Right. Oh, y'all, come here. child. Well, let me go through my tree, child. Let me go through my tree.
Go ahead. What you got?
As mentioned earlier, none of these will be from my top five, nor my top 10. I went deeper.
She had to dig, y'all.
I went deeper because I realized that the majority of the songs on this list I've already talked about on this podcast, and if I hadn't spoke about it, one of y'all have talked about it. So I said, let me just go a little deeper. So we starting with number 20 song in my top 100 songs.
Damn.
So starting with number 20, Moonlight by Kali Uchis. Yes. So this was the second single.
Keys.
All right.
That's funny. All right. That is how she says it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But you forgot the best. Anyway, I'll get to that later when I sing.
Here she goes. When she starts singing.
Oh, you're going to speak Spanish? You're going to sing in Spanish?
No, I need you to manage expectations.
Okay, you got me excited.
I was like, right. Oh, she really going to attempt to sing.
I said, all right, como se dice?
Oh, God. How long is
I'm
the chorus?
I'm going to attempt to sing the chorus. I'm not, listen, my apologies in advance to anyone who actually speaks the language with a native tongue. That's not me. But I do appreciate the language and the song. Anyway, Moonlight is the second single from her album that was released this year. I had to start off with 2023, y'all. Like, I have a song on my top from this year. Like, that's a big freaking deal for me. That's a big deal for me, okay? This is her album, Red Moon and Venus, which I absolutely love that album. And the best part about it, love it. The best part is that I stumbled on this album, like, I so happened to stumble across Kali Uchis this year. I wasn't looking for her.
Yes.
She just appeared in my shuffle. And the fact that
she was looking for you.
Ooh, right.
Period. And she found me. And the fact that I liked her song and started listening to her music, like this unknown person to me, that's a big deal for me. And actually, I Wish You Roses. I know SZA was in my top five, but I Wish You Roses was number six. That was my number six song of the whole year.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yes. Love that.
That's an amazing song.
Roses.
All right, so
ouch.
Yes, ouch is correct. So Moonlight is such a dreamy ass song. Like, from the lyrics to the production, I feel that way about a lot of Kali Uchis' songs. Actually, they all sound like that. She give me, I'm not saying she is, but she give me slight Sade vibes with her tone. Not by how she looks or anything like that, but her tone.
Nah, especially with that album though.
Yeah, Dami agree.
Yeah,
it's. See, it's
we don't take
me.
Much for them to agree.
Don't just come after me.
I'm going to be like, yes, that's true.
I didn't say she's
Sade. I actually thought about that. I thought, oh, this kind of gave me Sade.
I ain't say that's who
so
she
then
was.
So when you brought it up the first time, I said, oh, yeah, like, no, nah, I thought the same thing.
You kind of get it from her. You know, I really appreciate it. And then she dropped this song on 420, which is perfect because the chorus goes, I just want to get high with my lover. Be your own, I'm on a kind of mirror. LSB, your kiss, looking dog. I just go out tonight. I just want to ride, get high in the moonlight. And the Spanish that she is saying is
now our one Spanish.
Yeah, what's she saying?
One Spanish speaking.
Yeah, what's she saying?
Please let us know if Alma said that correct. Email us.
What she said in Spanish was, I see a doll when I look in the mirror. And that's why she says, looking dolly, I might go out tonight.
Very good.
I want to hear it in Spanish.
Already sang in Spanish. You should have been listening. I ain't singing it no more. We gotta come on. We on an hour. We gave ourselves an hour. Let me move this along.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I also put Cameron on to Kali Uchis as well. I caught him listening to her. I said, that's dope. You like that song?
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
So it was nice for me to be able to put somebody on. All right. It was nice for me to be able to put somebody on to somebody new. So I look forward to listening to some of her old stuff and also what she puts out in the future because I enjoy her music. I really do. So that's the first song, Moonlight. Now that we've gotten the new out the way, back to the old.
1967. Back to my comfort.
This is my soft spot, my sweet spot.
Yeah.
So this was the number 58 song that I listened to on my top 100. That's right.
You had to go deep for real.
I wanted to let y'all know that I did go deep to find this.
I know that's right.
So this is number 58. And this song is the lead single from Brandy's Aphrodisiac album called Talk About Our Love, featuring Kanye West. Mm. Let it breathe. this album and the single were released in 2004, and this song was actually recorded after the album was complete. So Brandy had been working primarily with Timbaland on this album. If you listen to this album, you know it's Timbaland heavy with the production,
right?
And so they created, you know, this unique sound for the album. But as you can imagine, 2003, 2004, for this, like, those were huge years for Kanye. So he of course had been producing for Jay-Z, but then he also had released The College Dropout, which was a smash hit. So everybody named mama was trying to get Kanye to produce their shit around this time.
Why not?
And so he was hot, everybody wanted to collab with him. So one of the EPs from her album was actually also Kanye's manager at the time, and was like, hey, like, I guess he basically was just like, Kanye, get in the studio with Brandy and see what y'all can come up with. And they made this song. Like, after the album was done, they made this song. And it's funny that this song ended up being the lead single.
One of her top songs,
Which I think was the right choice. I mean, because Who Is She to You is obviously also a very good song. But
love that song. Oof.
Who is she?
And that was the second single.
Lie to me.
And that was, of course, a Timbaland produced our record. And that was the second single, which was also very good. Yeah. But I mean, the fact that this was like a last minute addition, just, it don't sound like that at all. It sounded like something they worked on for like a long time. But they came together and they made this classic. And I also love this video. The video is also classic and kind of unique as well.
Yes, with all the people in their house.
Yeah, all people in the house. Brandy dancing, which I really liked her dancing in this video. I thought it was good, but I absolutely love the song. It's classic. You get classic Kanye production with the brilliant use of the sample. Because when I went back and listened to the sample, I was like, how in the fuck? That's crazy. And the sample is Gilly Hines by Mandrill. The production absolutely like captivates you, like draws you in from the moment the song drops. Like it's really crazy. And of course it features the violin by Mary Benari, who had worked with Kanye on like Overnight Celebrity and The Workout Plan. And she did some stuff on the registration. Like she had been working everywhere with Kanye for a lot of hip hop artists during that time.
Yeah.
And so then, of course, and then,
you know what we need? A violin.
And it worked. Like it was perfect. She did her thing.
Of course, not stopping what she did. Funny how everybody was using
her. Like, go get the violin girl.
Go get that. Go get Kanye. Ask Kanye whatever violin girl is.
Violin girl.
Violin girl.
No, I'm sorry. They probably would have said shawty back then. Violin shawty.
I can't. And then of course on the back end of the song you got Kanye spending one of his witty verses, so it just all came together. But the song essentially is about a bunch of people being in your business, your relationship business, and giving their thoughts and opinions that you really didn't ask for, right? And so if you remember the timing, this is like maybe a year or two after the news broke that Brandy had lied about being married and all that stuff. So I can imagine that she was dealing with a lot of people being in her business asking questions and like, you know, So maybe this song was kind of created as a response to that. It's a great song, and I feel like it's one of my top Brandy songs. Like I think about my top 5-10 Brandy songs, it's definitely up there for me. I'm always gonna give y'all a little verse. What you hear this time? Go and speak your mind. I know somebody's lying. It's always something. Her auntie told your cousin. Then all your homies jumped in. And now the whole hood's buzzing. He said, she said. Yes. Come on, Brandy. Don't let it be in your head. So, yes. Talk About Our Love. That's my second song.
Good song.
Great, great song. And my last song, which was number 62 on my list.
My God.
62.
We're getting further and further away from the present, y'all. My last song.
From 1969. It is.
Right. We ain't that far. We ain't that far from the present. We were alive when the song came out, okay? Well, maybe. For y'all, it depends on the month.
Were we speaking? I'm saying, were we talking?
Right.
Were we able to remember what music was?
I don't know about y'all. I was alive. I was alive and walking. Anyway, my last song is my favorite song by Janet Jackson, hands down, no competition. It is what Broken Clocks means to me when it comes to SZA. That's what this song means to me when it comes to Janet, and that is That's the Way Love Goes.
That's a good one too.
Great song.
Yes. Like a moth to the flame, burned by the fire. My love is mine. Yeah. Can you see my desire?
My desire.
That's the way love goes. Hey, my shoulders get to bouncing when that beat come in.
Yo, whoever produced that, or did you write who produced
Hell
it?
Hell yeah.
Who produced
none
that?
Other than Jimmy Jam and Terry motherfucking
wow.
Lewis.
The way that...
And Janet. And Janet.
We were able to... I guess make a new sound for Janet. Like, it's hard to do that, I feel mm-hmm. like.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, you know, we hear Janet from the 80s. Mm-hmm. We know what the 80s music is like. And to hear her sound from Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis in the 90s and how, like,
it's like sexy, sultry,
and,
like,
and different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so different. And it's just, mm-hmm. it just ushered in a new wave of, like, cool R&B. Mm-hmm. Like, how the hell did they do that? Good for them for being innovative.
They were able,
being
they were able,
able
to do that with her.
Yeah, adapt to
first
something
of all,
new.
Just look at them. They look cool.
They look
swaggy all the time.
Always sharp.
Like, that's just a part of them. Always sharp.
That's their brand. That's their brand.
And they, you know, and what's good about them too is that they don't, even today, they still look good for their age mm-hmm. of this day. And they still look,
yep.
you know, they dress age appropriate. They're not wearing big suits as mm-hmm. if they were still back in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
They still look clean cut and cool, even for the present
time.
No
so. Drama? Nothing.
No drama,
I
exactly.
I never hear anybody mess
West
with
boys.
Them. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
They are loyal to Janet, and she is loyal to them ever since Control.
Yeah.
Like, they have,
why not?
They
yeah.
always make great songs together. Like,
why
if you
not?
Look up one of her, if you look up, not like, if you look up any one of her hits, nine mm-hmm. times out of ten, they're going to have
it's them.
Yeah. They're going to have something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this,
they make magic together.
They really do. Yeah. They work really well as a trio. And I love the relationship that they have, even after all these years, because we know how this industry can be. So this song was released as the debut single to her 1993 album, Janet. So this song spent 8 weeks at number one on the Hot 100, and it won a Grammy. It is one of her most successful songs.
Mm-hmm.
And the three of them wrote and produced it. So, like, again, it's sonic perfection. Like, they've mastered
yeah.
her sound. They've mastered their own, like, how they produce, but, like, for Janet specifically, they have mastered it. And mm-hmm. I don't remember when or how I was introduced to this song, but I believe it may have been in middle school, because once upon a time, this was my MySpace song. Like,
I'm dead.
Yeah, so it's
not the MySpace.
You go on my page, you hear like a moth to a flame burned by the fire.
I'm dead.
And I, Thomas, I can't quite put into words how good this song is or what it does to me. Y'all were starting to say some things, and that's why I was smirking, because I'm like, yeah, I'm about to say some of that too. but I might have the critics do it for me, because, like I told y'all before, they don't critique music the way that they used to back in the day. Like, I don't know, these motherfuckers is lazy. Again, they just say thoughts. So here's what I have, a couple quotes. A slow burn of a groove led by her central whisper, complete with slinky guitars, revealing a hidden side of her persona. Sultry and hypnotic. Here's one from Billboard. The song is an adult affair in comparison to Jackson's prior releases. Janet leaves the flirting to the kids and instead lets her guard down for her lover. Another one from Billboard. A gorgeous mid-tempo jam fueled by a warm classic funk and soul instrumental colors. Romantic, almost poetic lyrics and an instantly memorable chorus are given depth by Jackson's caressing, whispering vocal and fluid guitar lines. You know, here's one last one. One of the most endearing pieces of romantic pop confection of the 90s. The song is a highlight of Jackson's latest and best album, Janet, a silky collection exploring questions of sexual awakening and desire with a classic sense of pop craft and convincing passion. Summer pop doesn't get any smoother or more seductive. Like, those are just some of the because I was like, I couldn't really get my words right, but I'm like, they basically said everything that I was feeling and thinking whenever I hear this song. Like, it's going to always find its way in my top songs is because it's damn good, and it makes me feel good when I listen to it, and it relaxes the fuck out of me. So if y'all notice, every song that I talked about was about love in some capacity, so that was very much intentional. But yeah, those are three of my top songs, top 100 songs for 2023.
Cool. I'm going to finish it off because we did say an hour and it's already an hour.
Really?
We did say.
Yeah. But it's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
We almost done.
It's going to be quick because the one song is Hambawena and it is strictly in Zulu, which is a South African language, which is also not one of the languages I know. I really can't say much about it. However, I've been talking about I'm on piano for the longest, yes. And yeah. It's been crossing over to the U.S. and, you know, between Tyler Water and
Uncle Waffles
killing in a DJ scene. I think I'm on piano is probably here to stay at least temporarily. You know, I don't know if this is going to be a fade in the U.S.
I think it's
kind of really bringing back dancing in clubs and at parties, which is something that I personally miss, you know, whenever I ever go to a club, which is rarely. But yes, Hamawena. It's from artist Deep London and Boule. I hope I'm saying her name right.
Now
the PC.
PC.
Has
PC police. We go with her. We're flashing her.
Right.
She has some nerve.
Right.
All Lady Marmalade. I'm sorry. Lady Marmalade.
No.
We ain't doing that.
Not to her.
All right.
Yes. So Boule and Deep London. Deep London is a DJ and Boule is the artist. And again, I'm a piano is also loosely translated to the pianos because most of the songs you kind of hear like piano keys in the background, but it's also drum heavy. So it's a mixture of house music or deep house music and a genre called Kwaito, which is a South African type of house music. A lot of fun. I try to look up what Hambawena means, and apparently it means you go. South Africa, hopefully. And if you see the dance is very much like jumping, hopping, a lot of leg work, which, you know, y'all gotta be careful, especially the 30 plus crowd. But But, you know, even though I don't know much about this song, it is a very, very addictive song. It's something that you can play when you're in the gym, if you need to do some cardio, something to wake you up in the morning. It's something where you have a long car drive, like it will be hype, like you coming back from, I don't know, a little sneaky link or you just driving late.
Sneaky link.
It's something to keep you up. You have that on, put the windows down for a little bit, and baby, you're gonna make it home on time. You're gonna make it home safely, most importantly.
She said safely.
So
I love listening to piano music. I listen to it while I'm working because it helps me like get through, like hurry up to get my stuff done. Tasks.
What's fun about piano is like the song builds to like this drop. Yes, so like you know how like the EDM has that build build to a drop, but that drop cooler. Is annoying. Yeah, it's much cooler.
Yeah.
Right. So love Amapiano, and I hope it continues to thrive in the US. My number three song, in the top five, Dogtooth, of course, Tyler the Creator.
Yeah. her rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. Except for some her time and all her love, that's my concern. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house and turn it to a y'all. If you don't know my grandma name, then we ain't really dogs, bitch.
And this was kind of surprising for me because I said, I only felt like I played it for a week, but apparently not. It came out on March 27th, which was a week before my birthday. So I guess it makes sense why I just kept playing it. I was hype. And also because, you know, his last album, Call Me If You Get Lost, was released in 2011. And so it's been a little minute since he released, like, recent music. And, you know, I'm fairly a newish Tyler Creator fan because he's been out at least since, like, 2011. Even soon, like earlier than that. So now that I'm kind of a fan, I'm like, damn, like I kind of want to release music more often. Yes. And then this came out. So the same day that this song was released, he tweeted that the 2021 album Call Me If You Get Lost was his first album where he had so many songs that did not make it onto the official release of the project. He said, some of the songs I really love and knew they will never see the light of day. So I decided to put a few of them out. And then Dog Tooth were literally released like an hour later.
Oh, damn.
And oh my gosh. This was the first single off of the deluxe album, which is called the Estate Sale Deluxe version of Call Me If You Get Lost. And when I first heard this song, I'm like, damn, like I know Tyler, he produces a lot of his own work, but to me, I can hear like Pharrell the Neptunes like produce his song, and obviously like Pharrell the Neptunes are one of his like biggest inspirations when it comes to producing his own music. So to me, it makes sense. I really enjoy this song because I feel like a lot of rappers, when they talk about women, they always talking about women giving them something, especially sexually, and they don't do anything in return. But in this song, Tyler's like, look, she could do whatever she wanted me. She could ride my face. I don't want nothing in return except for some of her time and all her love. That's my concern.
I said, Tyler,
that's a real nigga. That's a real nigga. He's what I want to hear.
He lying.
He lying, but it's okay. I'm going to play it, though.
You know, niggas know what to say and when to say it, okay?
Right. I'm vulnerable, yeah. He would have got me.
What he said, you don't know my grandma name, then we ain't really friends. Or something like that.
So you know, just like his Call Me If You Get Lost album, this song is pretty braggadocious. He be talking his shit. He's not a traditional rapper, and I felt like he knew that a lot of people didn't really appreciate him rapping, so that's why he came out with Call Me If You Get Lost, and that's why he had DJ Drama collaborate on the album, because everyone in the hip-hop space respect DJ Drama because of his mixtapes over the years, and everyone wanted a mixtape featuring DJ Drama, so I think it's something to be respected that someone like DJ Drama want to be all over his album. And he wasn't rapping or nothing. He was just ad-libbing throughout the whole album, which I thought was cool. Just talking shit.
Oh, DJ Drama?
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what they be doing.
Yes. Who was a Philly native?
Oh, I didn't realize
his name
that.
Is Tyree. I said, oh, okay.
Tyree?
Yeah, I didn't know
black.
That either.
She's like, I guess is he? I don't know if he is. I hope so.
And then the number one song. Okay. So just like Alma, I was looking at my top 100s and I'm like, damn, I feel like I talked about every song in my top 100 on this podcast, whether it was a chokehold, whether it was an album review, and whether it was an old song, because y'all know Rock the Boat by Aaliyah is still on
of course
there.
It
so
is.
It's just like, damn, what else am I going to talk about? So
I had to do the same thing for her, y'all. Yes.
Yes, she did.
I had to be like, Dom, you said this exact same song.
I said, I was going to talk about your nominee again. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. We did a whole album on that. So.
This was your song on the episode.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Both songs were my songs. I said, fuck.
I keep saying the same thing about the song. Choose something new.
I'll take a different angle.
I can't.
A new angle.
It's hard.
Don't stop. You talked about it when y'all brought it up before about y'all being at the SZA concert. Stop it.
All right.
Yes, my number one song.
Y'all see what I have to deal with? Do you see what I have to deal with?
We keep it entertaining.
All right, sure. All right, sure. Coming out.
We keep it entertaining.
Gotta keep my pimp hand strong with these ones.
Anyway, my number one song is Forever by K-Tramine.
This K-Tramine, we don't need no DJ. Not a place for a face we done seen like C-Say.
And
it's a good song.
Yes, this is my chokehold, and you know, I guess I wasn't lying about this really choking me, because this was my number one song.
Wow.
This is their single from their debut collab album, also called K-Tramine. This is composed of, everyone know, K-Tranada and Amine, which, you know, I guess a lot of people are not as familiar with Amine. He's a rapper from, I believe he's from Cali. This is not the first time they collabed. Amine released an unofficial remix of K-Tranada's song At All in 2014. And then K-Tranada ended up producing three of his songs from his 2015 mixtape called Calling Brio. So they worked together before. And if you know anything about K-Tranada, he's always working with artists, whether it's singers, whether it's rappers, over his beats. So,
yeah,
I mean, to me, it comes no surprise. It's just like, all right, who you gonna work with next? So the fact that you had a whole album with just y'all two is pretty cool. This song actually features Pharrell. Pharrell was singing in the chorus, Forever.
He love a little chorus.
That means forever. And, you know, it's very repetitive. Just saying it several times, just emphasizing the idea of
very Pharrell.
Forever. Yeah, very Pharrell-like. Some of the lyrics that I like, if I say I love you, then that shit is what I mean. And that's in his first verse, and it's just doubling down on your commitment. Like, if I say I love you, I mean that shit. Like, I'm not just going to say, just say it. Which, again, for niggas, I don't know. They be lying. But it sound cute.
Sorry, not all niggas lie. Let me stop.
Yeah, they don't. They don't
all lie the same.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, this is another just a addicting song.
That song.
Any that K-Tranada drops, I just feel like I love it. So it's just not surprising to me. I feel like it was number one because I always play like the artist radio on Spotify, and they always play the song, even if it's not like a K-Tranada radio. I'll be having like Victoria Monet, but then now that she has All Right, which was also produced by K-Tranada, I guess they want to play this song right after. So I'm like, damn, like, can I get a break?
You'll recommend it.
Right. Literally every radio. I'm like, now how did this song come up in here?
They're sending you subliminals.
Right.
But yeah, that's it. Like, I actually did not enjoy the album as much as I thought I would have.
I remember listening to that album too, and I wanted it to be like hot, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, because their collab makes sense. It makes a lot of sense, and they have good songs, but they just weren't like catching.
They weren't catching, and I don't know. It's just my expectations. I just wanted to dance the whole album, because like I think majority of the songs on the album are pretty slow or like non-dancey or danceable. But it was cool. But this is definitely one of my top songs off the album. So
has K-Tranada put out like full albums? I want to say like more than 10 songs. I can't remember.
His first two albums, 99.9% and Bubba.
Okay.
So I think Bubba was the one that got the Grammy.
Yeah, I think because
Kelly, right?
I feel like majority of his songs are always pretty good. You know, so you're probably thinking that it was going to be majority pretty good. But
It was
there.
Yeah, who's there? Again, you know, y'all need a dance. Y'all need a song to work out to, or just to warm up to. Play that song, and I guarantee you're gonna be moving. So,
him been playing a lot of K-Tranada too. He have YouTube music, but he said K-Tranada was in his top.
Cameron.
Yeah, he said K-Tranada.
Okay. All right, Cameron.
He said, "Oh yeah, mine just came out." I said, "Just
not just."
Yeah, really? A week not later?
That you covered at him.
I'm like, y'all might want to get a refund. Like, get with the times, honey.
What you paying for?
Y'all are stupid. Actually, his makes a little bit more sense because it's closer to the end of the year.
That's true. They try to collect all the data.
Because they date it all the way up to September 30th and then be like, this is what you've been listening to. Like, you ain't even out, Spotify. Shut up.
They give the eye emoji. I said, hold on, it's early.
Right. When this data was collected.
Do y'all ever listen to y'all DJ on Spotify? The DJ thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe not
sure. You never listened to it?
I saw it. Maybe I listened to it.
I mean, it's. I don't think it's going to give you anything new. Ooh. Maybe a couple. Sometimes they say, you know, sometimes they'd be like, you know, based on you listening to a lot of Aretha Franklin.
Oh, here you go. Here you go.
It's probably just gonna be Jennifer Hudson.
Please, I beg of you. I beg of you, my ears.
Oh my gosh. Oh wait, I do have something to say about Jennifer Hudson. Low key though.
Well, I already know.
Jason what? Lee, fuck you. Because or whatever his name is, fuck you. Because Jennifer Hudson is she's not illiterate. She's a fucking EGOT winner. EGOT. Okay, so that's much more than you have ever had touched, seen, or anything. You'll never be on her level.
Ooh, child.
You fucking hate her.
Like, I hate her.
And I'm somebody who don't even talk shit about anything about anybody. But fuck you for that. Talking about we all know that Jennifer Hudson is illiterate. No, we don't know. You're illiterate.
You must be talking about yourself.
I don't know why that would even come out of your mouth about Jennifer. Like you talk about her being loud, that's fine. You talk about her screaming, that's fine. You will never, ever, ever, ever disrespect her like that again. Yeah. At least not while I have a platform, okay?
Not in this household.
Not in this household.
We joke around, but we really stand her, okay? At the same time, like, don't disrespect Jennifer like that. She ain't do nothing to nobody. She got her show. She don't bother nobody.
Nope.
She spread love and joy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she might bust your eardrums, but that's okay.
Yes.
That's all right.
Fuck you.
Yes. Fuck you for real. Like that was some evil, hateful shit.
Hateful. Don't be mad, just be better.
Right.
That's it.
That
and
part.
Then and also to Charlamagne Envy too. They deserve a fuck you too.
What they do?
Yeah, because they could have said something.
They could have said something.
All Charlamagne really said was like, what? Like he was just confused. I guess he was caught off guard. I'm gonna give Charlamagne that. He seemed like he was caught off guard by Jason Lee's. I just watched a 17 second clip of it, but I didn't see the whole thing. But I did see him saying
that. Far. I didn't even know they were a part of the clip.
I don't watch.
Oh, yeah, because Jason Lee was on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I guess so. Right?
And they were he was reporting basically about Jeannie Mai being on Jennifer Hudson and how she got the exclusive, basically, because Jeannie didn't know that Jeezy, that could have been musical mess, but Jeannie didn't know that Jeezy filed for divorce. She found out with everybody else. So when we found out, she found out, which is fucked up. But that was the exclusive from Jennifer Hudson being on her show.
Right.
And Jason is a hater. And I guess maybe he might have reached out to Jeannie Mai and didn't get the interview or whatever and was just mad that she went to somewhere where she felt comfortable and she felt like saying that.
Because what made him think that Jeannie Mai was going to go on his platform?
I have no idea.
Beyonce was running from you. You think he was about to get an exclusive like that? To this lady who had her own talk, like Jeannie Mai was on her own talk show. Like, why did she need to go to you?
Yep. It did not like mess.
Yeah.
Come on now, let's be for real.
Why does she need to go to you? So boy, fuck you, Charlamagne and Envy. Y'all don't get no fucking passes. I don't watch the Breakfast Club no more, but I watch it enough to know that at least Charlamagne is quick on his feet, right?
That's true.
So
he might have said something after. I will say that I didn't see the full thing. Charlamagne now has gotten better about not talking bad about people like he used to when he first got around. Mm. Envy is always in Envy land, whatever that is. But Charlamagne has gotten a little bit better.
Envy land.
Wherever that is. But Charlamagne has at least gotten a little... I'm
up in the clouds.
A little bit of me is going to give Charlamagne the benefit of the doubt. I understand where you're coming from, Mama, because yes, you can also say something, but he's gotten better with being like, why you say that? Like... Why would you say,
imagine I'm hearing something off the wall? I'm like, what?
Nah.
Yeah.
I just wasn't like, what?
Yeah, because it was real quick. He was just like, we all know she's illiterate. And they were like wait, what?
We don't know shit. What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Dumb ass talking about. What a loser, bitch.
Stupid.
Loser.
Loser bitch. I like that.
You big dummy.
No, for real. A dumb bee. All right. I'm so sorry. I had rant over.
No.
That was good. That was needed.
I had to let that off because that just that made me think of that. And I was like, no, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Not Jennifer. Not our dream girl. No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
This time, Effie.
What? Oh, no. Yes, right in your face, Jason.
All right.
All right. We hope that you guys enjoyed this hook.
Wait, I had a question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
Did y'all see
Sleepy Brown.
I know. After this, I am done.
We're going to see.
Did Spotify tell y'all the way you guys listen to music?
Yes.
Give me an example.
So you know how like last year they had 10 different ones. So mine was The Hypnotist.
Mine was
My Concentration is Absolute. You like to play albums all the way through from the opening track to the final note.
Okay, look at you. She's a full album listener. I love that.
Yes, you are. Because when you put that Doja Cat album on from the song number one, I said, oh.
Yeah.
We're gonna listen to the hits. You know, I'm just going for the hits.
Right. We're gonna listen. Okay.
We're gonna listen to the whole thing. I got Collector. How appropriate. It says your taste is sublime. You listen mostly to your own playlist. and we totally get why. They're perfect after all. Mic drop.
Oh my God, y'all!
You're supposed to say the elder.
The head that was already big, they just making it bigger. You're just blowing the head up, y'all.
Right. Oh, my taste, Jesus. Sublime. Thank you.
She said, "And it is."
Don't need nobody else.
Then last year we got all the same.
Yes, ones. Which was a lie for me.
We're not listening to the same music as used to. I think mine was The Alchemist, if I'm not mistaken.
It sounds right.
No, it's only because I have to make playlists for this damn podcast. Oh. That's it. You think you make your own playlist. I don't really do that much.
You think it's skewed?
I'm okay with The Alchemist. That's me in real life, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's you in real life.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all remember who you would most listen to, like the area that they gave y'all?
They gave me Zambia.
I'm not gonna laugh.
I
should have been from here. Yes. Zimbabwe.
I'm the exact city. I mean, Zambia's right next to Zimbabwe, so
you
I know guess.
I'm very sick of you. Sick of you. Go to sleep.
No, why my brother sending me musical mess? We never gonna get off this damn show, but mine was New Orleans.
Are we shocked at all?
Not in the least bit.
Like, yes.
That said the West Bank. I'm like, what?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Now, if it said Iberville, I would be like, damn, mama, that's real specific.
Yes. Right. Can you imagine? Like, hold up now.
It'd be like the seventh ward.
Who I know work at Spotify? That's very specific.
Mine was Greensboro.
What? North Carolina?
North Carolina?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's that gospel.
J. Cole?
Maybe.
It's that gospel.
Maybe. I was just not like, Greensboro. Okay, maybe. I guess I am very Southern, very go to church.
Yeah.
You know, maybe hit a juke joint on a Saturday, go to church on a Sunday. Maybe that is me. I think
juke joint? I feel that.
Yeah, I definitely have juke joints. Because I don't think they have bars down there. They have juke joints.
Hey, you know, I love a good juke joint.
It's the country, so Greensboro. I said, what the? You know what? Let's move on.
Yeah. Please.
I'm sorry. The real gold jewelry, not the fake shit. Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway.
Does it matter?
Exactly. Thank you, Dami. Thank you so much, Dami.
Yes. You want to be a real MP. Go to sleep with me. You got to go to sleep as well. Yeah. Thank you.
Look, she need to go to bed. Please.
Tired.
We hope that you guys enjoyed this hook.
Yes.
Let's move on to our outro so we could get out of here. Please.
Yes, Lord.
Who's going first? Left on Saturday or the drop?
I'll go. The drop. Hey, you know, we kind of touched on it earlier because Michaela, you haven't seen the movie yet, but this is Renaissance, a film by Beyonce. Oh, yeah. It came out finally December 1st. It's a documentary concert film written, directed, and produced by the singer Beyonce herself.
Oh, she Tyler Perry did. Okay.
Ooh. Pretty much.
That's my friends.
Right.
Tyler, how you doing? How you get all your credits?
Right. The film pretty much shows the development and the execution of the Renaissance tour. And I feel like for those who never went to see Renaissance, this is the perfect movie for y'all to watch because it was a damn near 3-hour movie, which was majority of the concert.
When I saw that, I said, oh my, I got to take time out for this.
I said, damn.
This whole day thing. Okay.
Process.
We're going to have to do a matinee for this. I can't be out there at 9 o'clock
go early.
Watching this.
And mind you, when I saw the ticket price, I said, why is it that much? And I said, okay, now it makes sense because it really is 3 hours. Like,
how much was yours?
20.
Yeah, 20. That's 20. The price I was seeing. It was like 26. That's what I was seeing. I said, this can't be right.
Yeah.
I said, let me go on a different day. They get military discount for this?
Ain't no discount. Ain't no discount.
Ain't no discount, baby.
It is what it is. Mm-mm.
She said, I want all the coins.
They don't give military? Oh, no, I'm showing my ID. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw it out.
Yeah, it's like you're paying for a concert ticket.
Through my father. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Through my father. But yes, the release date also
PTSD
fell on.
Shit. That's my life. That's my life. Right. Ain't no police in that. That's my life. That's my life.
True. Honor the vets. Honor the vets.
Thank you for your service.
The release date also fell on World AIDS Day. As y'all know, this album was dedicated to Aunt Rajani, who introduced her to house music and black ballroom culture. He unfortunately died during the AIDS epidemic, so I think it was just a nice note to release the movie on that same day to honor him.
Yeah.
What more can I say about it? It was a beautiful film. It was beautiful. If I felt like I was at a concert again, even though my theater knew how to act right. We all sat down. People did little claps in between little things. But that was it.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody get up. Because I was like, y'all better sit y'all butts down. But yeah, it was beautiful. Of course, love Team Blue Ivy. I actually teared up at that part just knowing all the criticism she'd been receiving since birth. But especially when she first came out, I think during the Paris show and people were criticizing her, her dancing. And just seeing her progressing was so beautiful. So kudos to Blue. Of course, kudos to Beyonce. Kudos to the whole team. And just seeing all the work that was put into it, it's like, wow. It was amazing to see in on a big screen. So y'all check it out.
Yeah, it was good.
I think the one thing about Beyonce, like, you may not like her as an artist. You may not listen to her music. You might like Taylor Swift more. But you cannot deny that woman works hard. And she works hard enough to talk her shit that the shit that she does talk. So kudos to her. Yeah. Like you're saying. I got to go see it.
It was good. And the only thing I wish I could have seen more of, and then we saw like little small snippets. I wish I could have seen more of the actual like recording process. But I know that this is more, it was more so about the concert. And But I would like to see her like the writing, the sit in the studio, like we saw her like that one clip of her recording. She was laying down, which I thought was funny. But I would like to see more of that. But I know this was about the concert. I get it. So
yeah,
you know what? Now that I think about it, when she goes heated, that does sound like something you do from the couch.
Literally just laying down on the couch.
Tip.
Oh shit!
from the sofa, yes.
Now, Amma, that seemed like something you would record like that.
Oh,
like,
yes.
From your for couch. Real.
Right.
I'd be like, that's how I keep like it. I ain't recording no more. Y'all better make it work.
It looks so comfy that it didn't even look like a recording studio.
Right.
It like we just a room in her house. And she's like, I'm going to lay on this couch. Right. And y'all just, yes. I'm
to y'all make that shit work.
Pick up whatever I got.
Y'all make it sound good.
Oh, right. My God.
But yeah, no.
Also, people, but please give other people time to see the movie. Like, everybody, some people work on the weekend, and I don't want to see it on TikTok. I want to see it in the theater and, yeah, you know, my For You page or whatever.
You know, people don't care.
That's why I had to see it quickly, because I was like, oh, Lord, I keep seeing stuff on Twitter. Let me just go.
Yes, everybody want to. Spilling the whole movie. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
People want to get the clips, mm-hmm, and stuff. They don't care about that nowadays. Yeah. If you really care about, like not being exposed to something nowadays, you better go see it as soon as it come out, or else you're gonna have to like mute all the words and shit from your timeline, because, mm-hmm, people will talk about it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, damn, can y'all, mm-hmm, can y'all just like digest shit, that shit a little bit?
Like, people, like, you can say something about it, but just be like, it was good. You gotta put the whole clip of like, oh my God, and then Blue Ivy said, and then Blue Ivy did this, and then Beyonce, yeah, said. It's like, okay, y'all giving me the whole transcript. I don't even have to go see the,
right,
movie.
Yeah.
Was my man Julius in there?
No.
He was gonna interview
unfortunately,
him.
I know.
He was not in there at all.
I want to hear
Justice for Julius.
Yes, yeah. Justice for Julius.
She said, y'all cheered him on enough during the fucking concert. Y'all, he don't need no more time.
That one clip where they screwed Julius. Right. And she looked like,
he said,
Julius, she's like, be quiet.
No, he touched his earpiece. Nigga, oh, ain't nobody in, right, that fucking earpiece. And then he pointed, like, he said, watch her. We watching you. Now what?
We want to watch you.
You standing like, right here. Yeah, right. You everywhere. We
right,
not
my way.
You
are
smooth. See, right? I'm only 4'11".
I paid all this money.
You?
Shit, 6'2". Can you move?
Move.
Next to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Next to me. Stupid.
All right.
Mama, what you got for slept on? What we missing out on?
I'm really about to be slept on. I'm tired as fuck. This week slept on Saturday is before I tell you the title, I just want to say bring back real remixes, please.
Remix.
I want. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat that. Bring back real remixes. To me, a remix is not just, oh, I'm adding so and so to the song, but everything else is the same. It ain't enough.
Got to change, mm-hmm, the verse, people.
Please.
Yeah.
The verse, the beat, something, the harmony.
Yes.
Something.
Yes.
So this week, Slept on Saturday is Heartbreaker Remix by Mariah Carey featuring, ooh, Missy Elliott and The Brat.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna, ooh, say DJ Cool. I was just, it's funny you said remixes, because the remix that I always go to in my mind is the Minuteman remix.
Oh, with
like I'd be like with Jay-Z.
Oh,
the,
yeah,
3 minutes.
Oh yes, Trina. Trina,
yeah, that one with Luda and Trina, and then you had the Jay-Z version. Yeah,
50 grand, I, mm-hmm, get this in one take.
Yo, you have been bad tonight.
Ooh.
You have been bad tonight. It is AMA.
Ooh, AMA.
AMA.
Ooh,
let me get through this.
AMA.
AMA.
It's the A of mad. The A of mad, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to try to get through this without laughing. Because I'm clowning right now. I'm just delusional. That's all. I mean, delirious.
Yes.
Both.
Both. Lulu and Delirier. All right.
Not Delirier. Alma, please finish.
Alma,
finish.
Let's
get
out of here. I'm trying to get through this shit.
Just talk. Just say something.
It's a song from the iconic Rainbow album. And I think I've mentioned the album before. I think I mentioned that my Aunt Peggy, that was one of the last things I remember her getting me before she passed, about like 2 years afterwards. Yes, rest in peace, Aunt Peggy. Love you. Forever your pumpkin. And I played the hell out of this album. I really, really, really love me some Mariah. And I think, everybody knows, speaking of Jay-Z, everybody knows Heartbreaker with Jay-Z was the number one record. It was up there. It was number one for a couple weeks, you know, blah, blah. It's a great song. But because I don't want to go on a tangent about Heartbreaker. Like,
so much emphasis.
It's a lot of emphasis on everything. Rainbow.
I'm tired. I'm really tired. really tight. And oh, fun fact. But by the way, Heartbreaker was obviously, it was on my top 100 songs for the year too as well. Anyway, but this song I'm talking about is the remix, and I don't think it was released as an official single, but they did do a video for it that was released later. And the song to me is literally Ladies Night meets Mariah Carey.
I mean, that's a great explanation.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. That's the vibe.
Yeah, when you add the Brat and
then you got
Missy,
two of them on there. Yeah, so it really is Ladies Night meets Mariah Carey. So it's like a sweet match made in heaven. There's a prominent sample from Snoop Dogg and Nate Dogg's song Ain't No Fun featuring Snoop Dogg featuring Nate Dogg at Warren G and Corrupt. Like, that's the beat of this song is basically that. And Mariah puts a twist on the lyrics. She says, when I met you last night, baby, I didn't know it wouldn't last. I gave my love to you, honey. Wish I could take it all back. Now, that's a twist on the song when Nate Dogg says, I ain't gonna sing his part, I'm tired. Anyway, DJ Clue also produced this. Just as he did with the Jay-Z version. DJ Clue he was on a good run during this time, because he also did the Maya and Jay-Z
shout out to the DJ.
Can't remember the fucking song we just talked about. Anyway, I'm tired. What was I about to say? This song is fun. It incorporates the hook from the original song and one of the verses.
Most unhinged slept on ever.
I mean, it is what it is. And of course, because they have the Brat and Missy on there, like, you know, they floating over this, like, it's a real funkified kind of funk beat. Ain't No Fun beat, kind of like West Coast funk. That's literally what the song sounds like. They made some love. They made some real love. And then, of course, Missy does her singing at the end, which whenever Missy sings and raps on a track, it's a hit.
Yeah, I love it.
But I feel like I feel like people know this song, but I don't. Again, it wasn't released as a single, so I don't really think it blew up as much as Heartbreaker, because Heartbreaker itself was already a huge hit. But this is a certified good ass remix. I really, really love it. You go watch the video, it's really great. And you know, Mariah and like hip hop rap, that's like peanut butter jelly, like rice and gravy, like that. It just makes sense and it just works. So this track, Heartbreaker remix, is definitely one I feel like is slept on, but it's a perfect remix. I love it so much. Woo! I got through.
Very good.
Good job.
I made it over.
Amen.
All right, good night.
Well, we hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Follow us on all the things, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We do accept emails and suggestions through emails. We like that a lot. Ama likes that a lot. Pray that we all get some sleep.
I'm gonna come off of mute this. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I know. Why you make that face? You do like email.
Oh, okay, I sense shade, anything? But maybe that's just me being tired.
No, I said, what did I say? I said we do like emails. I said, but Ama is the one who likes emails. That's all.
It's all right. I just one last thing. One last thing.
Oh no. All right. No, goodbye. No. I'm stopping the recording.
Y'all be blessed. Be safe.
I'm tired.
No,
I'm very
tired. Talk about it. I just want to let you know that 50 Cent is releasing a documentary about Diddy. That's it.
Oh, goodness gracious. Bye, everybody.
Y'all be safe.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.